Hi, I'm Hannah.
And Abby.
And when we're not playing the fiddle, we're listening to the John Garrett Green Apple Podcast.
Hello, this is John Garrett, and welcome to episode 141 of the Green Apple Podcast, where each Wednesday I interview a professional who, just like me, is known for a hobby or a passion or an interest outside of work, making them stand out like a green apple in a kind of boring red apple world. And I've always been fascinated at how we usually try to stand out with our technical expertise, our degrees and our certifications, and I'm here to shine a light each week on someone who understands that expertise isn't always earned in those ways. Sometimes it's experiences from your passions outside of work that actually make you better at your job. And this week, you'll hear how those passions are what brings people together in the office and during busy season in an audit room. And really quickly, I'm doing some research. It's a super short, 1 minute anonymous survey about firm culture and how maybe the Green Apple message might apply in your world. So if you've got just 60 seconds, please head to greenapplepodcast.com, click on the big green button there, answer a few quick questions. Again, it's totally anonymous. It'll really help me out with the book I'm writing, and I really appreciate the help. And thanks so much to everyone for subscribing to the show so you don't miss any of the cool guests, like this week's double shot with Hannah Horton and Abby Parsons. They're both senior auditors with LBMC in Nashville, and I read about them in an Accounting Today article. And so thanks so much, Hannah and Abby, for not only replying to my message, but for taking time to be with me today on the Green Apple Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, no, I'm so excited. I read your article in Accounting Today, and I was like, I got to reach out to these two. But before we get into the fun stuff, maybe I gave everyone a little bit of an introduction, but maybe in your own words, kind of where you're at now and a little bit of how you got there.
Sure. So we're both in auditing at LBMC, and I'm a new senior, Abby's second year senior. So I've been here about 2-ish years.
Okay. And straight out of school, I assume.
Yeah. I did an internship with LBMC, and then I took a year off to get more hours and take the CPA exam, and then I came back full time.
Nice, nice. And Abby, you're the similar story?
No, I actually had a little bit of a different path. I straight out of college went into industry for 3 years, and I did got the CPA exam and just was an internal audit there.
Sure.
And then I just transferred over to public accounting for the past 2 years.
Oh, okay,
nice. So I've had a little bit different. Yeah, different of a route.
Right. No, that's cool. And now the Green Apple Podcast. So this was meant to be. Look at you guys. Like, this is how it
right.
is. And so one question that I love to ask everybody, and maybe Abby, this will be good to start with, is just what made you want to get into accounting and to begin with?
Well, that's kind of funny too. My whole family, everyone in my family is a CPA. And so I was pretty determined to not go into accounting. So I went to college wanting to do something like either be a dentist or be a physical therapist. And I just hate science so much.
Right.
And so my dad, yeah, he said, just try accounting one. It's in your blood.
Right. It's in your
and
blood.
So, yeah. So I tried it and it was just easy. It just made sense. I mean, it's not like the most fun thing in the world, but I liked it and it just made sense to me.
Yeah.
And so that's how I'm here today.
So there it is. Yeah. As a baby, were you playing with like a little abacus? Was that like instead of a rattle and like the toys? Like,
pretty much. Right? I do remember playing on my dad's tin key really little.
Yeah.
So
that's how they get you right there. The 10 key with the adding machine tape just running out of there.
Yeah, I was just hitting numbers for just right? as long as I could. So I guess that's how they got me in the end.
That's awesome. Well, very cool. Very cool. And Hannah, what's your story? How'd you get into accounting?
I actually also did not start out in accounting. My parents, neither of them went to college. And so I actually wasn't even sure if I was going to go either. And my high school teachers were like, oh, you're going to college. So I did. And I started off as pre-optometry. And that lasted for like one semester. And I was like, yeah, I'm not doing chemistry for this long. So
yeah.
It was kind of just a random pick almost. I just tried out accounting okay. and stuck with it.
Like alphabetical? It starts with A. I'll do this one. See what happens.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome. Well, very cool. Yeah, no, I mean, it's always fascinating, you know, how people get into it. And yeah, I mean, I just got a D in physics. I was all engineering all the way.
Yeah.
And then that first semester hit and I was like, oh, maybe not. So,
yeah.
And here we are. But yeah, but when you're not having fun at LBMC and the audit world. And this is the article I think is so fantastic on Accounting Today. But I know you guys have other hobbies and passions and what have you. But, you know, the one that we'll talk on, I guess, the most is the new lessons that you guys are taking that started during busy season. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And so the fiddling, which I mean, I guess in Nashville is a thing. Is that like pretty common?
I wouldn't say common.
I don't think it's that common. Right.
It just seems like a Grand Ole Opry sort of a thing. Yeah. Like, I don't know why.
I mean, you can find lessons pretty easily here, but we don't really know anyone else that does it, accounting or not.
That's like, cool.
Yeah. So it is fun to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what made you guys want to get into it? That backstory is got to be fantastic.
Well, I mean,
I feel like mine was just kind of, I'm not musically talented at all. So I don't know why I thought I could play the fiddle all of a sudden, but I was like, that seems really cool. If I was able to do that, that would be really cool. And
I agree. That would be really cool.
Yeah. It's like such a long shot dream that you're like, I'll just play the fiddle, even though I have no musical talent. We have this thing at home. It's called Tradio. It's basically like Craigslist, but a radio show. And so my dad called me and was like, hey, I heard they are selling a fiddle on Tradio. Do you want me to go pick it up for you? So he picked it up and I had it for probably about a year without even playing it. And then Abby and I found out that we both wanted to learn to play. And so then we started lessons.
That's fantastic. And so Abby, how's that conversation go?
So I was telling Hannah when I honestly think we were there on like a Saturday or something. And I was telling her how I grew up in Eastern Kentucky and I wanted to play the fiddle so bad, but my mom couldn't find me anyone that like gave actual lessons
right
in our like super tiny town. So I was telling her like how I always wanted to do that. And then she literally had just told me how she got this fiddle. And it was just the most random thing. And I was like, well, we're adults. We can pay for our lessons and we live in Nashville. Like, we need to do it.
Right.
Yeah. So we scheduled our lessons for after we would leave on Saturdays. So it didn't make our Saturdays as terrible.
Right.
Working.
Yeah. Because then you had something to look forward to. You know, it's busy season. You're doing extra hours. You're there on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so do you feel like that this has made a difference, you know, people knowing you in the office or maybe your relationship with others?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Because LBMC is like pretty big. We have a lot of different departments. So pretty much we only know the people in the audit department.
Right.
So just them even like asking if they could run the article and stuff like that and then sending it out in a newsletter and everything. So people will be like, oh, wait, are you the one that plays the fiddle?
Right.
People that you don't usually even talk to. Yeah.
Yeah. And even some people like in audit partners in different offices, they came to visit and they were like, oh, you guys are the fiddlers?
Yeah.
And we've been here for 2 years. Right. And they didn't know us.
Right. Like doing really good accounting work and audit, right? I mean, you know,
exactly.
Extra hours working really hard. And then all of a sudden you pick up a couple of fiddle lessons and now you're a celebrity.
Yeah. And they have like flat screens through the office and like they kept running like our picture on it. So yeah. People, it was really funny.
That's great.
Yeah. So I'd be like going to the printer and walk by TV and someone's like, oh, is that you on there? And I'm like, oh yes. Yes.
That's our album cover.
Right.
When it comes out. Right. That's fantastic. And so did it just spread where like amongst the audit team,
definitely.
It's like, yeah, we got to leave to go do some fiddle lessons or how does that conversation go?
That's actually exactly what happened.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was good because it was like, I felt more productive on a Saturday because I was like, I have to leave at noon to go to fiddle lessons. So it wasn't like I could just walk around and talk and end up being here till 3.
Yeah.
I was trying to actually get a bunch of work done so I could leave to go to fiddle.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I mean, you're dedicated to the time when you're there, then it's like, you know, you're going to be focused on it. And that's just hilarious though, how something that's just, you're just going to go do some fiddle lessons. And then all of a sudden it's wildfire throughout not only your office, but all the offices. Do you feel like it's benefited your career at all? I mean, because clearly no business school tells you to go take some fiddle lessons because it'll make you a better auditor. But as far as maybe relationship building goes, it sounds like that certainly has opened up some doors.
Yeah, I would say definitely it's made work. Not only work, like life and work, but since we're talking about work more enjoyable probably because it gives us something to talk about that is just not your clients and audit issues.
Yeah, totally.
That's really helped. Yeah. And like you were saying, like it spread like wildfire, and it was like a positive thing instead of just like being miserable and busy season. It was like a fun, positive thing we would talk to people about.
Right.
And so it just kind of seemed not only maybe for us, but other people, kind of like a morale booster, like something to kind of laugh about and talk about.
Which is huge, you know, and it does bleed into life as well. It makes life more enjoyable, like you said. I mean, that's really fascinating. Actually, there's a book, Tom Rath, it's called Vital Friends. And he did a study. He found that 96% of people that have three close friends at work are more satisfied with their lives. So it definitely bleeds over like that. And, you know, I would assume that taking fiddle lessons with someone makes you friends. So, you know, you guys are one third of the way there. So you're getting there. But that's so true, though. Like, it's a fun, positive morale booster thing. And why do you think it's so important to have something to talk about besides clients and more work with coworkers?
Oh, it just is a better relationship builder, I think, because if you're only talking about work all the time, it's kind of, you're not really getting to know anyone, I don't think, by talking just about work all the time.
Totally. I mean, I agree. Do you find that people are sharing more of what they want to do or like to do?
I think,
yeah.
Yeah, some.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people just kind of saw us go do something we wanted to do, and it was really random.
Yeah.
And something that no one else was kind of doing. And I just think that people were kind of like, I need to get a hobby. Like, everyone kept saying that to us.
Oh, wow.
I literally am just only here all the time. And we were like, that's why we did it.
Right.
So
good for you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are trailblazers. Yeah. I mean, it's so alarming to me that, yeah, I mean, it just hits people in the face where it's like, oh, I need to have a life. Like, I need to do something else, you know? And it's like, so good for you guys for at least seeing that and making the difference. Because it's scary, because what happens is you do one busy season without a hobby, and then it becomes two busy seasons without a hobby. And then before you know, you don't have any hobbies because you forgot about them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, and then you're going to retire and you got nothing to go do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really scary.
And I think it's easy to be like, oh, I don't have time to do anything during busy season because you're so tired when you get off. So you just go home and kind of lay around, cook dinner, and then go to sleep and do it all again. But once you like carve out time and put it on your schedule, then you find out you have plenty of time to do other stuff than just work.
Right. Absolutely. So before you guys got into the fiddling, did you have anything that you would talk about, other hobbies and passions?
We have dogs. Yeah. We would talk about that a lot. But pretty much like we're some of the people that feel like we were just working and going home, and just it was just a lot of work in our lives, and we just needed to kind of get something else in there.
Yeah, because it's scary how slippery of a slope that is, right?
Yeah, because I don't think you really realize it either, that you don't have like a concrete hobby. Yeah. It's like, oh, you might go to the gym and you might go home and, you know, walk the dog and then scroll Instagram and then that's it. And it's like, wait, what did I do with my whole day?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do that almost every day, but you know, that's different. Like, but yeah. And so does LBMC do some things to encourage this or get people to share what some of their hobbies and passions are?
Yeah. I don't think they were ever against it, but this is the first time that I feel like they're trying to push, like they want people to go do other things.
Right.
And so I think that's why they were so excited when they found out about our fiddling.
Yeah.
Because like, this is what we want to see. And the lady that's over all of this, she kept telling us like, if you have other people in the department with other great hobbies, like, please let me know. I'm trying to feature things like this.
Yeah.
So I think that they are seeing the importance of that.
Yeah, for sure. And so how much, just in your own ideas, how much do you feel like it's on an organization to create that culture and kind of make it that way? Or how much is it on the individual like you two to just be like, hey, we're going to go do some fiddle lessons?
I think it's probably more on the individual, because I think LBMC is accepting of it.
Yeah.
But it was easy for us to just be like, oh, look, we're going to go do this. And then we did it.
Yeah. Because it seems like a lot of people ask for permission
rather
than just go do it, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
And so I guess for anybody listening, do you have any words of encouragement or people that are like, you know, I play the fiddle, but no one cares because it has nothing to do with accounting or something like that?
So I would just encourage like someone to find something they like to do, and then don't be embarrassed about it at work, because most people are really interested and they want to have a hobby too. And it just kind of shows who you are outside of work.
Right.
I would encourage other people to share their stories too.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. That's fantastic. Really fantastic. Well, I always have my 17 rapid fire questions before I get on a plane and fly to Nashville and come play some fiddle with you guys. So just to make sure, because it's probably going to be a while because I'm not good either. So make sure that we can be in a small room together practicing. So I have my 17 rapid fire questions I like to run you guys through. So since we have two, I guess we'll do we'll double up. I'll do two for one of you and then we'll bounce over to the other one. We'll see how that goes. So the first one, we'll start with Hannah. Sudoku or a crossword puzzle?
Crossword puzzle.
Crossword, nice. Okay, Abby, do you have a favorite color?
Yes, my favorite color is coral.
Coral? Wow, you're not specific at all, are you? You're like a wedding planner. How about, I was going to ask your least favorite color.
Yeah, it's orange. I hate it.
So it's coral is your favorite and orange is your least favorite? All right, Hannah, more Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. All right. And do you prefer it more hot or more cold?
More cold.
More cold. All right. Abby, are you, when it comes to toilet paper, more over or under?
I have to go over because my husband's really passionate about it.
Okay. And he's going to listen. So there we go. Bonus points. All right. And then do you have a least favorite vegetable?
Yeah. I hate Brussels sprouts.
Nice. Yeah. Me too. Right? I also love how passionate you are about, like, you hate orange. You hate Brussels sprouts. Like, you're not even on the fence. All right, Hannah, would you say, are you more of a PC or a Mac?
PC.
PC. And when it comes to a mouse, are you more of a right click or a left click?
Right click.
Right click. Nice. That's the fun one. That's the fun one. All right, Abby, more balance sheet or income statement?
Balance sheet.
Balance sheet. All right. And more diamonds or pearls?
Oh, definite diamonds.
Definitely diamonds. Right? All right. All right, Hannah, do you have a favorite actor or actress?
I really like Rachel McAdams.
Oh, yeah. Really great. Really great. And as an accountant, I have to ask, do you have a favorite number?
17.
Why is that?
It's just my favorite number. That was my number in high school when I played softball. It's just a good number.
There you go. Perfect. And then Abby, do you have a favorite movie of all time?
I honestly don't think I do.
All right, Hannah, why don't we pitch it to you? Hannah, do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Oh, I don't know. That's a tough one.
All right, that's a tough one. All right. All right, back to Abby. Are you more of an early bird or a night owl?
Oh, I'm a night owl.
Night owl. There you go. And this one will be for both of you, but for Abby first, the favorite thing you own or the favorite thing you have?
Honestly, my favorite and like most interesting thing I have is my fiddle.
Yes! Good answer. That's so great. And Hannah, favorite thing you own or favorite thing you have?
Definitely also fiddle.
Well, that's so cool. This is so fantastic. And I love how, you know, you guys just took it upon yourself to just go and do something kind of neat and different and how it's just really blown up and really benefited everybody in the office that's around you as well. And been a really cool, positive morale boost. So kudos to you guys. Really cool. So thanks so much for taking time to be with me today on the Green Apple Podcast.
Yeah, thank you.
That was really fantastic. I loved how they said it's a fun, positive thing to talk about. It's a morale booster. And that others are now getting to see their personalities more as they're standing out from every other auditor at the firm. And I believe it's professionalism that keeps us from wanting to share these interests and keeps us from standing out and making lasting connections with others. And anyone that thinks, quote, we don't get paid to socialize, is reinforcing this terrible, terrible message. Because clearly socializing has helped both Hannah and Abby stand out. If you'd like to see some pictures of them playing their fiddles and maybe connect with them on social media, be sure to go to greenapplepodcast.com. And while you're on the page, please click that big green button, do the anonymous research survey about firm culture. So thanks again for subscribing to the show and for sharing this with your friends so they get the message that we're all trying to spread, which is to go out and be a green apple.